Differential phase provides information on the backscatter properties of targets the radar pulse intercepts. The data measure the difference in phase between the horizontal and vertical returns. These data provide utility because the differential phase is sensitive to the water-liquid content of the targets, but tends to be immune to things like radar calibration, partial beam blockage, and propagation effects. When the pulse leaves the radar, VDP doesn't equal zero. The initial VDP value, known as the initial system differential phase, gets set to a value around 60 degrees because VDP can vary highly in ground clutter in clear air near the radar. As the pulse enters precipitation, VDP increases. This change occurs because the horizontal pulse generally slows more in liquid precipitation than the vertical pulse. Even when precipitation intensity remains constant, the phase difference between the pulses will increase with range. The phase accumulates as the pulse propagates. When spherical targets get intercepted, such as hail, the horizontal and vertical pulses get impacted about the same. The two traits that lead to the biggest increases in VDP are larger liquid hydrometeor sizes and increasing hydrometeor concentrations.